Who's Britney Spears' ex-husband?
Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline. K-Fed, K-Fed, K-Fed.
The two teams that just played in the Super Bowl recently.
The Cardinals.
Yeah.
All right. What is the Bill of Rights?
Oh, it's
Oh, I know what you're doing. I know what the Bill of Rights is. It's
What are the Bill of Rights?
I don't know.
Freedom of speech.
Oh,
right?
Wait.
Freedom. With an isn't there
you're
neighbor one?
Bear arms.
And it's like we learned it in politics, but I wasn't really listening.
What is the Bilderberg Group?
What now?
No idea.
Not a clue.
What now?
Bilderberg Group?
Bilderberg Group, yeah.
Don't know anything about the Bilderberg Group.
The what?
The what?
The Bilderberg Group. Just
Bilderberg? No.
Wait, what is it?
The Bilderberg Group.
Bilderberg, no.
No, they don't build burgs, no. So, the Bilderberg Group is a group of some of the most powerful people in the world in business, politics, media, some of the most wealthiest people. They gather once a year in a 5-star hotel somewhere in the world, once in the United States and once somewhere else, and they actually get together and discuss foreign policy, and they change the direction of the world. Bill Clinton has been to the Bilderberg meetings, so has Hillary Clinton while she was running for president. Barack Obama has been there. And what they do is when they get together, they start discussing things, and it's in private. I think it's being guarded by a bunch of military. No one's allowed to report. The media is allowed in to discuss, but they're not allowed to report what comes out. And that's what really discusses our foreign policy. What do you guys think about that?
It's horrible.
I mean, how do you feel about these people behind closed doors meeting with media, corporations, banks, deciding policy in secret without even the mainstream media talking about it? How do you feel as citizens of England about this?
Neglected.
I mean, that's awful.
Yeah.
No, I do think that's awful.
The bastards.
They should inform us, what's going on.
Because we actually have a right to now.
I mean, we chose him as our president. Well, not our president, but you chose him as your president.
Yeah, and what's
we
the point?
Know what he's doing,
on the BBC.
What's the point in, what's the point in, having rights and saying that it's a free country and equality for all when it's like, well, let us know about stuff then.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Bilderberg Group?
Bilderberg is a worldwide organization, right, of really wealthy people. I used to read Spotlight newspaper.
What's your opinion on the Bilderberg Group?
Oh, it definitely exists. Obviously, look at what's going on with Exxon Mobil. I mean, they're record-breaking profits, and we're all...
Do you think our president should be conferring with the Bilderberg Group when he makes his policies?
No, he shouldn't be, but, of course, it's all about money and making profit, right?
What do you think about Barack Obama?
Barack is the bomb. He is the number one.
Barack Obama!
I love him.
Lovely.
He's brilliant.
We got Barack Obama. We got Barack Obama. He's the candidate of the Democrats Party.
He's definitely brilliant.
I want to engage with him.
He's sexy.
What policies do you like of Barack Obama?
All of them.
I like that he's going to try and start pulling troops out of Iraq.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because
yeah.
I'm not so good on, big on the whole Iraq thing. Yeah.
What do you think about him taking the troops from Iraq and surging 30,000 troops into Afghanistan?
I think that's a better cause, really.
What do you think about Barack Obama, his first days in office, actually bombing Pakistan and killing 25 innocent civilians?
I didn't know that. I don't like him anymore.
Did you know about that?
I'm speechless.
He bombed Pakistan within a couple days, as soon as he came in office.
I didn't know he bombed it.
I didn't even know this.
Already.
Did you guys even hear about that?
No.
It's right? I mean, do you think we're getting the truth from the mainstream media?
No, not really. Because, you said that Obama sent drone missiles to bomb Pakistan. We should have heard about it, because this is our country, and we'd have a right to know.
Awful. That's terrible.
That is awful.
I mean,
and we don't know all the reasons behind it, so I don't know. I'd rather hear everything and then make a decision on it.
Slowly to England.
Now, of course, you guys are against the war, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about politicians promising to end war and not really doing it? I mean, throughout history, people never want wars. It's always the big corporations and the big banks pushing for these wars and starting this military-industrial complex and getting into these wars and making up all these excuses. Do you think this is going to continue? I mean, people say we're going to be in Iraq for the next 100 years. I mean, how do you feel about that growing up? I mean, you're in London. Your troops are fighting in there, too.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm totally against war in every way, but, yeah. and I disagree with politicians who say, yeah, we're going to pull out of here, and don't mention the fact they're going to put people in other places. But I do understand, like, why they go to war kind of thing.
I don't like the anti-promises.
Yeah. I don't like the anti-promises now. I think that's absolute bullshit.
And America's supposed to be, you know, categorized as, like, a good nation or a country that we all should be proud of. And that's, like, I can't really think of the word. That contradicts the image that we portray.